your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Yes, here is the local news for you, brought to you by Laguna Beach Independent, read to you by me, Jason Fetty, on KX93.5. Two juvenile 5 to 6 foot white sharks were spotted Wednesday outside the surf line off Surfside Beach in Seal Beach, about 32 miles northwest of Laguna Beach. The Seal Beach Marine Safety Department posted signs on the beach warning beachgoers of the possible hazard. Seal Beach lifeguards are consulting with guards at neighbouring beaches to monitor for any other shark activity. Vacant storefronts in Laguna are on the rise, or at least the vacancies are in visible locations. A foot massage studio stepped in recently to replace the Rockin' Fizz candy store on Broadway Street. The lustre is dimming some of the Diamond District on South Coast Highway, which lost 2 consignment boutiques in recent weeks, and there are always new entrepreneurs emerging. Wheat, a new design studio, holds an open house next Thursday evening. Laguna Beach native Tanya Cassill opened the shop at 1493 Glenary Street. She offers custom furniture, vintage pieces, local artisan products and artwork, including Maze featured artist Wolfgang Block. Garden lovers still have time to get their tickets for the Laguna Beach Garden Club tour. On the self-guided garden tour from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, inquisitive gardeners will explore 9 secret backyards of Woods Cove. One of this year's highlights is a collection of handmade birdhouses. Tickets are $50 on tour day and can be obtained at lagunabeachgardenclub.org. The tour starts with Arabella Laguna, 506 North Coast Highway, rain or shine. And finally, the ribbon will be cut tonight on Sun-Dried Tomatoes' newest operation in San Juan Capistrano in the Magdalena Shopping Centre. The restaurant left Laguna in October 2013 after 12 years. Its vacated space on Forest and 2nd Avenues has been leased by a Peruvian restaurant, but the doors have yet to open. And that is the local news on KX93.5 for today, Thursday, read to you by me, Jason Fetty.